Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners out there. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and we're going to have an exciting night tonight. We have Miss Marquetta Breslin on the line. How are you tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get right into the show. Now, Miss Breslin, if you don't mind me calling you Miss Breslin.
No.
Okay. Okay. This month I'm featuring, as you know, this is Black History Month, and I want to feature most of the, as many African-American business owners, excuse me, as possible. I'm fumbling, I'm sorry. And I just so happened, I'm trying to figure out, oh, I saw your YouTube video because I have some videos on YouTube, so I was looking at yours, and it caught my eye, and I said, this is really fascinating. So that's how I connected with you, was because I said, I like this video because I am a avid wig wearer, okay? I haven't seen my hair in almost eight years now.
So oh, my goodness.
Huh?
I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I braid it, and there goes the wigs. And I love all the different styles, and I don't have to do anything to my hair. So that's the reason why I like to wear them, because it's no nonsense. I can flip one on and keep rolling. But and when I saw your video, it really fascinated me, and I said, I got to get her on here. And she owns her own business. And I was just reading your story, and your story is so similar to mine. Oh, my God, it's so scary. It's so similar to me. At least you went through with yours. My problem is I start them and I don't finish them. So that's my problem. You actually found something you love to do. And it's so amazing that, I mean, look where you're at now. So,
oh, well, thank you.
Enough about that. So what I want to know about Marquetta Breslin. I want you to tell my audience, my listeners out there, about Marquetta Breslin.
Well, I am 30 years old. I started doing hair on my Cabbage Patch doll. I did my first braid when I was, I think, 5 or 6 years old. And from there, I've always been a girly girl, and I grew up in a small town called Bundt, North Carolina. From there, when I think I was 19 or 20, I had family in New Jersey, and I decided that I wanted to go and visit them for 2 weeks, and 2 weeks turned into a year. I ended up finding a really good job there, but I was really bored, and I wasn't happy. I was doing hair a little bit while I was there, but I wasn't happy. I wanted to do something else, so I decided to go into the Air Force, and I ended up spending 9.5 years in the Air Force. But while I was in the Air Force, I was known as the braid girl. I was in basic training braiding hair when we weren't supposed to be doing that. So all the girls in my squadron all had nice hair, and everybody else looked rough. And so I picked up a reputation from there. And then when I got to my first base at Langley Air Force Base, I had a pretty good clientele, and I met my husband, and he encouraged me to get a braiding license, because at that time, that was when the different states were requiring braiding licenses. And so I obtained a license in the state of Virginia for braiding, and I kept my license there. We got married. We ended up here in Charleston, and I just continued, and that's how I got started.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, tell me more about your business. I know you said you start braiding hair. How did it go from there after you got your license and you continue to braid hair? How did the business part come in?
Really, it was my husband. Again, he was really encouraging me because he saw my work, and he said, you should really teach other people how to do this. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. And he just kept being very persistent. So when I finally agreed to it, I think it was on a Wednesday, and by Friday he had found a film producer, and we were filming our first DVD on that Saturday. And, yeah, so it was pretty quick. And from there, I filmed my first DVD. We purchased a domain name, braidsbybreslin.com. And that's where it all started. It started from my first website, braidsbybreslin.com. And from there, the Lacewig Training Center came about when my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006. She was tired of wearing the traditional wigs, and I taught myself how to make lace wigs, and then I went for a more formal training just to make sure that I was doing things the right way. And that's when the lace wig training system was born. And then from there, I came out with my own hair growth vitamin and my own line of hair. So it kind of grew over the years, and I did all of that while I was still in the Air Force and going to school full-time. I don't know how I did it. It was by the grace of God because we were both full-time Air Force. So it was a lot. It was a lot, but when I look back, I don't know how I did it.
Okay, now what were some of the obstacles that you encountered while starting your business? I'm quite sure you had a lot going on.
Yeah, the biggest obstacle was trying to do everything while I was still had a full-time job. And we got married in we got engaged in June, got married in July, had our first baby in April. Literally 9 months later, I got pregnant on my honeymoon. So the biggest obstacle, I would say, was trying to manage family and business. And then, of course, you come into the funding for it. But we were fortunate enough to make enough money in the Air Force to fund our business debt-free. So what we would do was we would the money that we had left over, we would just keep investing it back into the business. And it started off. We started off really small. We used to burn the DVDs in a 600-square-foot apartment, and then when we made enough money to get them mass replicated, we were able to do that, and now we still get them mass replicated. So the biggest obstacle, I guess I would say, was trying to manage a full-time job, a small business, and a family. That was the biggest obstacle for us.
Okay, but it worked. Look where you're at now.
Yeah, you're right.
Excuse me. I got a slight cold. It says now, how often are you on the road promoting your business? I noticed that you do seminars. How often do you do a seminar?
I do them. My Lakewood seminars are once every other month. Last year, I really kicked off the seminars pretty hard, and I was going sometimes three times a month. But, you know, again, with family and a business that got, it was a lot. So I decided to, since I brought on my braiding and weaving seminars, I decided to do them every other month. So on the months that I don't do my lace wig seminars, I do the braiding and weaving seminars. But right now we're going every other month, and the first one is actually next weekend here in Charleston.
That would be nice to go to. Okay, now how does seminars? How do you set the seminars up? How does that? I mean, are you the one who actually do all your coordination, your coordinating with the different hotels or the facilities that you use to do your seminars? Do you do that, or you have to?
Well, I have a customer service manager. Her name is Laura, but we were using a hotel here, the Sheraton, but now I have my own facility. So that's where we have the seminars at. They're at, it's called the Marquetta Breslin Signature Salon and Training Center, but the salon isn't open yet, but that's where I'm doing all the seminars. So we don't have to worry about, you know, the hotels and all that good stuff. And I don't have to worry about being out of there at a certain time. So if I need to take extra time with someone, I can. If I need to stay late to help someone pick up a technique, I can do that. So that's the beauty of it. I really wanted to find my own place so that if I needed to stay there late or if I needed to come in early to help someone, I could. So now I'm stationary. I'm at my own facility now.
Okay. So how many people are usually in your class? How many do you?
I usually take 12 ladies. And the reason why I do that is because I want to be able, because it's just me. I do the instruction. I mean, I do everything. I don't have sometimes my mom comes up and she'll help me to make sure, you know, everybody's taken care of. Or sometimes mm-hmm. Laura will be there. Like for the one coming up, Laura is going to be there with me. But I do all of the instruction. So I wanted it to be enough people to where everybody could kind of feed off of each other. But also I wanted to be able to give each person individual attention. So I kept it at 12 girls because if I do, or 12 young men and women, because I've had a few men come to the seminar too. So if I do it that way, that gives me enough time to give each person individual attention so that, you know, nobody leaves without getting something that they came there for.
Okay. So it sounds like you've really got this thing down to a science. I mean, and it sounds so exciting. You have a way of telling the story that makes people want to, excuse me, oh, man, I want to do this. I want to. You have that personality. You know,
oh,
it pops out.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said you have that voice. And you have that personality to want someone to want to, you know, invest in and actually try to do exactly what you're doing or, you know, try to do the training. You have that voice and that personality that you'll be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're good at promoting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I just, my biggest thing with this whole Lacewig training system, it's a six DVD, it's six DVDs, two workbooks, a glossary, and four handouts. And I put everything together myself, but my biggest reason for doing that was because I saw what it did for my mom. I saw the change in her going from no hair at all to having a beautiful wig that looked like it was growing out of her scalp. And I wanted mm-hmm. to be able to do that for other people, but I'm only one person. So I figured uh-huh. if I train other people to do this, then they can go out and do the same thing for other people. Because there's nothing more rewarding than helping someone or changing someone's life by doing something, you know, something as people think is as small as a wig, but to a woman that has lost her hair or to a little girl that has alopecia, that's huge. That's a big mm-hmm. deal. So my biggest thing was being able to help other people by sharing my knowledge. And I know a lot of stylists or wig makers or whatever you want to call it, they don't like to share information, but I feel like I want to do that. I want to share. I want to help people so that they too can go out and do this and bless other people because there's enough out there for everybody. You know, so
they don't want to share their ideas. You have the same line of thinking as I do. I have so much information, and I love giving people or being able to help other people. If they need it, I'm always there. I try to be there for everybody. That's my problem. I'm trying to help everybody, and I'm not helping myself. But I love doing just that because what's the use of holding on something you can't do anything with? I mean, you've already got the knowledge. Why not share it with other people? And, you know, we are very bad with that. We are so bad with that, you know, not wanting to share and learn. And it's hard to deal with people like that. And when I'm talking to somebody, I'm asking them questions, and they don't want to answer them for me, I automatically know that I don't need to deal with that person, you know, on a daily basis. I go on to the next person. Because there are people out there that are willing to give you information, that are willing to work with you, and you're one of those people, which is great. I mean, I love what you do, and I can't wait to try attempt that because I even make wigs, but I don't make full lace wigs. I can make wigs. I can do all that, but I don't know how to do that. And when I watched that video, it was so doggone fascinating. I said, look what she's doing. That is so awesome. And you know what another thing, too, Ms. Breslin, is there's not a lot of African-Americans who know how to do what you do. And the reason why I say that is because your video was the only one I've seen like that, and I've been watching hundreds and hundreds of those YouTube videos. Your video is the only one who actually made a wig. I mean, an actual wig. None of the other videos were doing that. So I thought, well, Paul, we have an African American who's actually making a wig because the only other wig video that was on YouTube was a guy was doing it. It wasn't
how
a woman.
It was,
huh?
Was it the How It's Made video?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that one.
And that's the only one I found on there. So when I saw yours, I was like, man, this is awesome. And I said, I got to talk to her. Because she's got a fascinating story, and I'm so happy. I want to first say this. I'm getting off the subject a little bit. But the idea that you actually called me, I was able to contact you, and you actually said that you would come on my show, was like, yes, yes. And when it didn't happen last week, I was really disappointed. I know other circumstances played a part, so that was all right. But I'm glad I'm talking to you now. Okay. I'm sorry, I get off the subject sometimes. Okay, now let me ask you this. If I wanted to do what you do, what do I need to do?
Well, the training. Well, you don't have to. Okay, I have the Lacewick training system, and I also have the seminars. And I also have, for those that go through the training, I have a certification program where I have people. At one point, I was getting applications left and right to make wigs, but I'm only one person, and I can't do them by myself. So I have a vendor approval process where you go through and you take a test after you get the system, and you can be contacted by one of these individuals that wants a wig made. But if you want to start making lace wigs and you want to go through my system, you can just start with the system. Purchase the system. It's a 6-DVD set. You start with a small project, and you work your way up to a wig, meaning the first DVD will show you how to do a mustache. Then from there you start with your frontal with the measurements and the pattern, and then doing your actual fitting, and then how to ventilate the frontal. Then from there you go into the measurements and patterns and the cap construction for the actual wig. And nothing, I don't use anything pre-made. Everything is from scratch. It just teaches you from the ground up, just like you got to crawl before you walk. So that's why I started with the mustache and took you to the frontal, and then you go to the wig. And then it also has the two workbooks, which I wrote those two workbooks to accompany the DVDs to kind of bring it all together so that, you know, the term, you get used to the terms, and it kind of brings everything all together. And, of course, the glossary has a lot of different wig terms that are very common in the industry that we may not be used to, and I felt like that was very important. If you want to go even further, you can come to the seminar. If you come to the seminar, you get the kit for free as part of the tuition to the seminar. And the seminar is 90% hands-on. In the beginning, I do go through history because I feel like it's very important if you're going to do something like this to know the history behind it, to know why you're doing it, or to know what got us to this point. I do go through a short history lesson, and then after that, it's all hands-on for the next 2 days. We actually make a mustache. Some people finish them, some people don't, but we go through different ventilating techniques, pattern making, and we just really get down and dirty. We get hands-on. I make sure if you have any questions, the questions are answered. So it's a lot of hands-on in the seminar. And then if you want to go even further and become a vendor, we have a basic vendor and a premier vendor. The basic vendors are the way they're listed on the site is they're underneath the premier vendors, but you have to take a 100-question test and score, I believe it's at least 80%, and then you have to purchase a system. And then any customers that come to the site that want a wig made, I took myself completely off and put only my premier and basic vendors on there for them to be contacted to make lace wigs. So that's pretty much how to get started.
You got it done. I mean, I'm listening to this, and it is so awesome. Now, let me ask you this. How much does it cost to go to your seminars?
The seminar is $8.95. It's for 2 days, and you get the lace wig training system with the tuition to the seminar. Or it's two payments of $4.99, and I have them, again, every other month. So February, then April, then June, and then I haven't scheduled the dates for the ones after June, but I am having them every other month.
Okay. So you'll have your next one in March, right?
In April. And April, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one in March is a braiding and weaving seminar.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay. All right. 95. Okay. Now, you said in the seminar, the training kit is all that is included in the seminar, right?
Yes.
The price? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay. And let's see. You don't like, say if I wanted to get you to come here, could you come here if I had that all set up, or you would rather for me to come to you or get a group of women to come to you?
I have been offered to travel to do seminars, but I haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be willing to if you know there were enough people and it was enough advance notice. I'd be more than willing to.
Yeah, it would have to be enough people. I mean, I see what you're saying for your time and what you do. You don't need no two or three people showing up. I understand that.
And I forgot to mention, too, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I do include the tools as well. All the tools that you need to create the lace wig in the seminar cost, that is included as well. So you get the tools and you also get the kit along with the seminar. I forgot to mention that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But, I mean, okay, now, how many wigs have you made on your own? I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? How many have you made and sold on your own?
Ooh, I've lost count. Oh, my goodness. I would have to say at least 600 or 700 at least.
Oh, my
Since I've been doing them. Because I've been doing them for so long. And once you get into the groove, you can pop them out pretty quickly. The average time is 40 hours from start to finish. Well, actually, that's just ventilating. Mm-hmm. But once you get it down packed, then you can do the ventilating in at least, some people can do it in 25 hours. It takes me about 30. But if you figure your time, that's about a week's worth of work, 8 hours a day
mm-hmm.
for 5 days. But that's for a full wig, a frontal, you would cut that time in half, and then it probably wouldn't even be that much time.
Okay. So how do how do you juggle that, making the wigs and family? I mean, how do you juggle that? Because I know I'm listening at the time that it takes to do that.
I haven't taken a client in, in a year and a half, almost 2 years. I wanted to focus more on the training. So I haven't taken any clients in a while. But I can't not do it. I still have a piece right now that I'm working on. I don't know who it's for, but I just felt like I needed to do it. So I'm working on a piece right now. Now what I do, instead of making the full wigs, I do a lot of smaller pieces. I do a lot of closures, lot of just frontals, just stuff just to keep me, you know, it keeps me satisfied because I have to do something.
You have to get something done, huh? Okay.
Yes.
Let me see what's in. Okay, so how much, when you were doing them, how much do you charge for one of your half and the full?
Okay, the full wigs would run about $5,000 because there's so much time and materials that goes into it. The half ones would be, but that was not for everybody. That's on a case-by-case basis because if I had a cancer patient come to me, somebody that has a lot of medical bills and stuff like that, I'm not going to, you know, they're not going to pay that price. So it would basically be on a case-by-case basis, but normally that's what they would run since it's custom-made and it's so much time and effort that goes into it. And the frontals would be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500. It just all depends on how big it's going to be, what type of hair they want to use. You know, everything is factored in to that price.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, to think about what you do, I mean, it's well worth it. You're literally making the front lace wigs and the whole wigs. I mean, that's why I said it's so fascinating because it's not a lot of us doing that, and I don't want to sound racial, but
it is not a lot of us actually sharing that knowledge of how
right.
to do that. So, whew, Lord.
It's a lot.
More.
A lot of young ladies or and some of the men that came to the seminar or that have been to the seminars say that when they get there and they actually see the process, they're like, wow, I understand why they're so expensive, you know, because it's a lot that goes into it to make a good quality lace wig. It's a lot that goes into it, and you have to really be on point with your measurements. You have to know exactly what you're doing. It's a lot that goes into it. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you this, too. Have you done, have you had anybody that came from Louisiana or the southern states in this area to come to you and do a seminar with you yet?
I have.
Okay.
Judy Brownell, I think that's her name. She's under, I believe she's under the basic vendors on my website. She came,
mm-hmm.
I think 2 years ago she came to the seminar, and she and her husband both learned how to ventilate, and Judy is really good. She was, she had emailed me a short time after she came to the seminar and told me she was making some pieces for her church, I believe she said. So she's doing really well. I haven't talked to her in a while, but she's doing really well.
Man, I would love for you to come down if I could. The problem here, and I'm not criticizing where I live at, the problem here with us, whenever you say spend money, I mean, they want everything, but they don't want to spend the money to get the lesson or the training. You know what I'm saying? I think it would benefit a lot of people down here if they would just want to invest the money in it. And they don't understand when you have a business, it costs. You can't run a business with zero balance. I mean, you have to have something to start out with. And I think this would be a great investment for a lot of women because they want that quality. And my thing is, down here, you know, a lot of the Koreans and Orientals have the market on wigs. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we learn how to do our own stuff, then we won't have to bother them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
and
that's exactly right.
Because they have them right in our neighborhoods, and that's my big pet peeve because I faithfully went to them until I start buying them wholesale for my little business I have on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I have my website. And I just start buying from another company because what I was doing was I'm giving the money to them, and, I mean, it's not doing me any good. You know what I'm saying? So I like
mm-hmm.
the idea. What you do is, I mean, it's fascinating, and I'm just right now, you just don't know, things are going through my head. I would love to get you 12 young women or men who have the money to invest in, do your seminar, and let them make their own money. Man, that would be so awesome, you know.
Yeah, I've had plenty of people come to the seminar and have been doing really well, doing their
mm-hmm.
own, making wigs. I have one lady. Her name is Beverly. I think she's in Tennessee, and she started her own company repairing wigs because we go over repair in the seminar as well, and she's doing really, really well. I haven't talked to her in a while, but the last time I talked to her, she was doing really well, and she was doing a lot of repair. She had a lot of stuff backed up, so that's a good thing. So
yeah.
I really want everybody that comes, and even the people that choose not to come, I really want people to really follow and do what they're passionate about, because I feel like when you're doing something you're passionate about, you put your all into it and you put your best foot forward and you always get the best results. So that's my thing. As long as if you are doing what you love to do, it doesn't get any better than that.
Mm.
So that's,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, no, it's okay. You can go ahead. I don't even remember what I was about to say.
But you talk so much, you know, I'm doing the same thing. I got so much stuff going on in my head, and I'm trying to make it sound like I'm actually saying something when sometimes I feel like I'm not. But anyway, I was going to say, let me see, you were saying it was something else I wanted to ask you besides what I sent you. Okay. Let's see. How do you encourage
women to do any business, what would be your words of encouragement to get them motivated to want to invest in something? And you know what I like? This is not a scheme. You know what I'm saying? This is not a pyramid scheme. You give me this money, I'll make you $500,000 out of the little money you give me. You actually have something that the person, is, when they finish with your two-day seminar, they're going to come out with a finished product. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And beat that.
My biggest words of encouragement to someone that's wanting to start a business is just to go for it. I can't tell you how many times I've been emailed or private messaged on Facebook, Marquette, I've got this great idea. I just don't know when the right time is to do it. But you know what? The lessons that I've learned over the past 8 years that I've been in business is that it's never a good time, and you just have to go and do it. And you're going to there's going to be things that are going to fail. That's a part of business. That's a part of being an entrepreneur. But you have to stick with it, and you have to just push forward. You have to the hardest thing with being self-employed or being an entrepreneur is staying encouraged and learning how to overcome that fear. Because the biggest thing with people trying to start their own business is the fear of failure. But that's the best part, because you learn from your mistakes and you keep it moving. So that was all the years that I've been in business, I had gotten all these questions, and my husband has been the face behind the marketing of Brave by Breslin, the Lacewick Training Center. I mean, all the websites we have, my husband is the face behind the marketing. He does the websites. He does all of that. And I would come to him with these questions, and he said, you know what, we need to do a product, and we need to encourage these people and tell them how we did it. So we actually did end up doing that product, and it launched last year. But that's the biggest thing that we learned. I mean, we made mistakes. There were some things that we did that didn't do as well as we thought that they would do, but we kept pushing forward, and we stayed in church, we stayed in prayer, and we just kept going. We didn't look back, and if we did look back, hindsight is 20/20. We learned from those mistakes, and we just kept going. Because he could have easily said, when I said, yeah, I'll do the website, he could have easily said, okay, well, we'll wait until the time is right. Well, when is the time going to be right? We were pregnant. We had just gotten married. We hadn't even been married for 6 months. It wasn't the right time, if you think about it, but we did it anyway. That's my biggest word of encouragement to anybody trying to start a business. Just do it. Just get your plan down and just go for it. That's the best thing that you can do, because if it doesn't succeed the first time, you're going to learn from your mistakes, and you're going to know what not to do the second time when you go and try it. So that's what I always tell people, is just to go for it.
And see, and you know what? Step out on faith. And sometimes people don't have that second person. See, you have that backup, that support system. A lot of people don't have a support system to work with, so they're easily discouraged. And I do that all the time. I have a lot of people that I've worked with, coworkers, that, you know, because they know I do my little thing on the side, they also want to do their little thing on the side. And I just tell them, do it. Well, I don't have the money. Stop saying that, because you're speaking stuff into existence when you're saying it. You know how powerful the tongue is. I said, just wait. Do what you got to do. Just make everything happen. Now, I'm not saying neglect your bills, and just do what you have to do. Make it happen for yourself. If you really want this to happen, be passionate about it. Put everything you got in it and make it happen. And I tell them that all the time. And actually now it's working, because I'm getting feedback from other people coming to me and say, well, you know what, you really, really, really encouraged me. Or they'll tell me the progress, you know, what they're doing, how they're doing it. We have a lot of festivals down here. So, well, I'm sitting up at the next festival that's coming up. Well, that's good, because that's where I started at. I started setting up at festivals. And when I start setting up at festivals, I see them come through. I mean, I'm selling like crazy. I even had to get my husband to, because lots of times at first, he knows I'm a spontaneous person, and I do things, and I'm just going to do them. I don't need no advice. I don't need you to tell me I can't. I do it. But he has problems with it. And he's like, you don't listen to me. You're right, because what you're saying about my dream, because it's not anything good. But when he saw us, when we packed up and went to those festivals and we started selling stuff, why was he helping me pack up the truck to go out to these different places? Because he saw what I was doing and he saw the progress that was being made. Now that's like my second hand. You know, he's right there. Mm-hmm. And we encourage each other all the time. And I told him, you know, you have a great support system in me as long as you continue to do, because I try to encourage him as well as he tries to encourage me all the time. But when you don't have that, that's hard for some of these women, especially a lot of single parents that's trying to make that second dollar while they're paying all the rest of the bills. And I try to encourage them to try anything. What do you like to do? I always ask them, what do you like to do? I said, turn your hobby into money. If you have something you love to do, turn it into money. And then you have something you love to do, it's entertaining for you, and then you're making money off of it.
That's exactly right. And the hardest part.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the hardest part, you're right, it's hard for single mothers that don't have that person to encourage them. I just had somebody contact me not too long ago, and she was working at a job that she didn't want to be at. Her dream was to do hair. And she said, I just don't feel like I can do it. She sent me a message on Facebook, you know, and I told her the same thing that I just said a few minutes ago. But if you have, not everybody believes in God, but I am a firm believer. I grew up in the church. I am a firm believer that if you talk to God, he will encourage you. I am a firm believer of that. So that was, and I asked her before I gave her that information, but I said, you know what? If you believe in God, talk to him. That is your encouragement. That's who will encourage you to go to that next level and to just step out on faith and do it. That's who, or even if there is a, sometimes talking to family members, they tend to not always agree or they tend to not always like what you're doing. So if you talk to somebody like a friend or somebody that's not even a close friend, but that's an acquaintance that you still trust, sometimes those are the people that give you those words of encouragement that you never thought that would come out of their mouth.
Exactly. And I always encourage them to surround themselves with positive people, like-minded people. That's my word, like-minded people. Don't be around people who don't have your vision or don't have a similar vision like you do. You don't have time for that because those are the people that will bring you down. And sometimes it's family members that will do it because sometimes family members won't understand where you're coming from and they're not going to see what you see, you know. So you step away from them. You get around people that really are encouraging. And it don't, like you said, it doesn't have to be a best friend. It doesn't have to be a sister or a brother. It could be a stranger. And I talk to people constantly all the time. I meet people in the weirdest places. And I don't care where I'm at, people talk to me. And there's always been some type of conversation. And within that conversation, I'm always learning something new. And I love doing that. And I try to tell and encourage other people to do the same thing. Don't stick around your own little clique. Forget your clique. Get out that clique because obviously that clique is not, don't have the same vision you do. Or if they did, they would be encouraging you and you wouldn't be spending time talking to me to encourage you. So that's why I tell them, move your little clique and do your own thing. You know, get with other people. It can be a stranger no matter who it is. I mean, just long as that person is teaching you something or you're learning something from them. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't matter. It can be an old song. It doesn't matter. People love to talk. And when you get around people who love to talk, like me, I always like to listen, too, and I learn things. And I tell them, learn different things. The computer, no matter how much technology is out there, you have so many people who have no idea about a computer. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's sad. It really is sad because I always tell them the way you're going to learn stuff, you need to have a computer. You need to have the Internet because you learn a lot from the Internet. The information, there's so much information out there. Everything is there. Well, can you do that? No, I want you to get a computer and we can sit down and I'll teach you and I'll show you the things together. But I'm not going to, you know, every time you turn around, I'm having to figure out how can I tell them this without, you know, not trying to hurt their feelings. But you got a business, Now, back in the day, we could do our business without computers. Well, now, in order to get a customer base, the customer base ain't your neighborhood anymore. You know, it's worldwide. So you mm-hmm. need to have a computer to get your advertisement and marketing and doing all your stuff on the computer so other people can see your stuff. You know, I'm working with a lady now. She doesn't have a computer, or she has a computer and she doesn't know how to work it, but she has a little side business. Baby, and I'm steady encouraging her to tell her, you need to get on that Internet, learn how to do that Internet, learn how to surf. They have classes and stuff. And we're our worst enemy. You know, we'd rather sit up and complain about what we don't have instead of making it happen for ourselves, you know, a lot of times. And sometimes you're spinning your wheels on this person because, you know, they're still, you come back to them 2 or 3 months later and they still, you know, well, I didn't. Well, then how do you expect to make the money you want to make if you're not putting anything out? It's not going to come and drop in your hands. You have to actually work it, you know. And word mm-hmm. of mouth is good. Not going to take nothing from word of mouth. But it's also good to have something, showing somebody, this is what I know how to do. Let me show you, here's my business card. Some people are running a business and don't have business cards. You know, you have no way of the customer contacting you, you know?
Right.
So, mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to start people from scratch with stuff, you know, trying to get them to understand, because that's how I learned. I learned the majority of the stuff about trying to do a business on my own. I went to business seminars. I took the tax classes. I did all of that so that I know that this is what it takes for me to run my business. Now, I'm not big and famous like you are, and I don't have all that you have. But I have little tiny ventures I do all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they work. I don't mind telling other people how to do it, you know, about the licenses, which state, you know, what state you live in and what to look for, you know, what websites to go to. But then again, like I said, when you're sending them to your websites, lots of them don't even know what to look for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're
right.
Sitting there little by little taking your time and you're actually showing them everything and letting them know this is what you have to do to start your business. And a lot of them want to start a business, but like I said, they don't have that extra encouragement. They don't have that gumption, you know. Ooh, I see what you do. I want to do what you do. But, baby, you have to have the same willpower and the energy that I have to put in it because you're not going to make money overnight. A lot of people get discouraged because they want to make $1 million overnight, and that's impossible, you know. That's totally impossible. That's how they think, you know.
Yep, that's exactly right. You said it. I'm sorry.
So you want to elaborate more? Because we got a couple of more minutes. You can elaborate on some more stuff if you want to. I mean,
I was thinking about something while you were talking. I just wanted to clarify. When you asked me how many pieces I made, that includes my frontals, my mustaches, and everything. So that 600 includes everything. But I wanted to say something too, and it just slipped my mind while I was talking. This business, the lace wig business, is not just lace wigs. There's so many different avenues and so many different things that you can do. There's theater companies that want to rent small pieces like mustaches, beards, eyebrows, things like that. So don't think that just because you can't or just because it takes a long time to create a wig that you don't even want to go down that road at all, because you don't even have to go down that road if you don't want to. You can take that skill and rent out your pieces. And they rent some of these pieces out for $100 a day, $50 an hour. It just all depends. And, of course, with all my stylists out there, you don't have to you can be creative with this. You can custom make your frontals or custom make your closures, sew a weave in the back, and you got a custom weave. And that's something that not a lot of people are doing either, because they don't know how to custom make these pieces. So there are so many different things. You can be as creative as you want with the skill of ventilating or the skill of board work, which is also called wig making. It is so many different things that you can do if you don't want to go down that road. So don't be discouraged by the time it takes, or don't be discouraged by, you know, that aspect of it, just think outside the box. I tell everybody that that comes to my seminars when they say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it was this much. But you know what? It doesn't have to be that much. That may not be what you want to do. You may just want to repair wigs. You may just want to do the small pieces. You know, I had a guy from Canada that worked in the movie industry that came to one of my seminars. He actually just worked with Jake Gyllenhaal not too long ago, and he was there because he was tired of outsourcing, and he wanted to learn how to do them himself so that he can learn how to repair them and things like that. So there's so many different things that you can do with the skill of wig making, and it's not a lot of us that know how to do it, just like you said.
It's just
not a lot, and I hope and I pray that with my seminars and through my system that I can be that person to go out and share my knowledge and teach other people how to do it, because I think it's a really, really, really good skill to have, and it was an actual dying art in the United States. Like, it was a dying art, and there were not a lot of people in the United States that knew how to make these lace wigs from scratch, and they were beginning to be outsourced a lot overseas. And so the art was dying. It was going away. Not a lot, you know, of course you have the theater companies and the theater, people in the theater industry that still do it hands-on, but, you know, there was not a lot of people. A lot of that was being outsourced, and I just want to bring it back to us so that we can all learn how to do it and take it and go share it with other people and just keep paying it forward.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I really do. And you're so right. There is not a lot of us doing this. Like I said, when I found you, I was, like, fascinated because I'm like, the last one I saw was the one, the video we were talking about earlier, how it's made. Because, and neither one of them were of us, you know what I'm saying? So when I saw your video, that's like, oh, my God, we actually have an African-American who's actually doing this. This is so cool. And I said that's why I had to contact you, because I love this. Now, this is another question I want to ask you. You said your next seminar is in April. What are the dates? Do you have the dates?
Let me run to the website really quick. I'm so sorry. I have a million things. Okay. The one I have coming up in February is, I think I only have 2 slots available for that one. And the one in April, I believe it's the weekend of my birthday. Last year, I had a seminar on my birthday. That's how I celebrated. But let's see. The next date for April. I am so sorry.
That's all right. Take your time. We got
April,
12 minutes.
Okay, good. 16th and 17th.
16th and 17th. Of
mm-hmm.
What time does it start?
It starts at 9:00 in the morning. Well, really, I tell people to be there an hour early because we eat breakfast together in the morning. I like to get to know everybody before we get started. So you don't have to come at 8. You can come at 9 if you want to, but it's from 9 to 5. But if I need to stay late, I always end up staying at least 30 to 45 minutes after. And we eat there. All the food is on me. The breakfast and lunch is on me both days.
Okay.
And, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now give me your website.
Okay. The website is lacewigtrainingcenter.com.
Okay. And that's where I can find all the videos. I think you have all your videos on that one, right?
Yes, I have everything related to lace wigs on that site. And I think I have a few things on my Braids by Breslin site as well, but it's just going to redirect to the lace wig site.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, is there anything else you want to discuss before we before I let you go?
I really want to encourage anybody. I've been saying I have a video blog on my Braids by Breslin website, and this year has been about transformation for 2011. I just got back from New York. I went to go see Nico Rojo's Hair Expo. And he says at the expo, he says, I always have a catchphrase for every year, and this year my catchphrase is big picture thinking. And as soon as he said that, it was like I had an Oprah aha moment. I was like, wow, I really like that. Why didn't I think of that? So this year, I just feel like this year is going to be a big, huge year for everybody. I'm celebrating my 17th year braiding hair, and I'm actually in the middle of a transformation sale that we're having on the Braids by Breslin website. But I just really, it's all about transforming yourself out of the old person you were into the person that you want to be. It's about following your dreams. It's about just going for it. Everything that we talked about here is about, you know, just not being scared, just taking that step out on faith and going for it, following your dreams, starting that business, starting hair school, buying DVDs to get your skills up there so that you can offer more things to your clients. And I just really like to encourage people. And my whole big thing with this transformation sale that we're having is that I wanted to personally be there to help everybody. So I usually would offer email coaching, but I'm offering telephone coaching. Like I want to talk to I want to talk to you. I want to know what your issues you're having, if you're struggling with marketing your business, if you can't pick up a braiding technique, if you don't know how to do this weave. I want to be there to be able to help you get to the next level. That's what this year is all about. And I've been also on my video blog, I've been doing a spotlight on different local stylists here. So I'll have them come to the studio and I'll, you know, they can demonstrate whatever it is that they do and that be their spotlight. I really, this year for me is all about giving back and encouraging other people. If you're not into hair, that's fine. So that's why I'm doing this. I really want to encourage people to just do what they want to do. I get so many emails. Marquetta, I'm tired of being in corporate America. I really want to do hair. My parents didn't think it was a good enough career, so now I'm 40 years old and I'm stuck doing this. Do you think I'm too old to pursue my dreams? No, you're not. You're never too old.
Never.
I always encourage people to do whatever it is that they're passionate about because that's what you're really going to succeed in. So
that's what
I really wanted to say is I just really want to encourage everybody to, you know, follow your – it sounds so cliche to say follow your dream, but really, follow your dream. This is a dream. Doing hair is a dream that I've had since I was a little girl, and it took me going to the Air Force and moving to New Jersey and going through all that just to get to where I am now. But I'm so happy because it's not work for me. It's not – I don't hate what I do every day. I love what I do every day. And and I love sharing with other people, so I love – I like that. And I want everybody else to feel the same way I feel. So that's really what I want to say.
You know, when you said you started braiding hair in the Air Force, when I started braiding hair, we were in Saudi. A lot of our hair was falling out from the sand fleas. So I called my mom. I called my mom and I said, "Mom, I need you to send me some weaving hair." I said, "I need some braid hair." She said, "Okay." So she sent me a huge box of it. So me and my best friend was sitting down. I braided her. She braided my hair first, and then I braided her hair. And that's how we kept our hair. And then I got her to keep sending me some. So I'm sitting around braiding everybody's hair. We sitting around, got girls lined up to get their hair braided because ours was literally falling out. So that's when I started braiding hair. And I didn't make a big deal about it. I didn't take it any further than that. But I knew that, okay, I can do this. And I did do other people's heads, several other people, but I never went in that direction. I started doing other things. I started selling stuff, you know, like at flea markets and stuff. But I never thought about the hair. And I never thought 20 years later almost that I would be wearing wigs. You know what I'm saying? And I love them. I have a passion for my wigs because I think of a wig or a full lace wig, a full or half lace wig. I think of them as I don't have to deal with my hair. If there's a style I want, I don't have to worry about getting my hair cut. I don't have to sit in no beauty salon. I can do it myself. You know what I'm saying? Even with the making of the wigs. I mean, I'm not saying when I say making, I'm not talking about doing what you do. I'm just saying buy the quick weave and actually make it. That's what I'm talking about. Gluing it on, gluing it on.
And just being able to do that, to me, was enough. And I never thought nothing about it. You know, I'm like, okay, I can do that. But I've actually had people ask me, why don't you make one? But I'm not comfortable with making other people's stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm good at making my own, but to do it for somebody else, I'm scared because I don't want to mess up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would
see,
love
it
to
sounds, it sounds like you've been doing them for a long time, so you would probably shock yourself if you did one for someone else. And you would probably really shock yourself, and they would absolutely love it. I guarantee you.
I have certain people down because I was so afraid that I was going to mess it up. I was going to mess it up, so I was like, no, nah. You sure you can't make one for me? No, I can't make one for you. And what I've done, too, I've given away some that I've made. And the person will tell me they're getting feedback off the wig. Like, I wore it and they really like it. I was like, okay, that's nice. But I just never, and it's because it's me telling other people to have confidence in theirself and look at me. I'm just so hypocritical. I don't have confidence in myself. But I've done every little thing else, so I'm like, why can't I do that part? But that's just how I am. I can make it for myself all day long. But to make it for someone else, I get nervous and I'm scared I'm going to mess it up. And I was like, and then they paid money for it too. I was like, oh, no. And I have to give them back their money if I don't do it right. So that's something I struggle with. But I think if I take your class, your seminar, I probably would learn how to do it in a perfective way, right?
Yes, you will. And you will walk out of there knowing what's going on. And the good thing about the seminars, too, is that I offer for 30 days after the seminar, if anybody goes home and forgets something, they can just call me or shoot me an email, and I'm right there to answer any questions. That is a big thing for me because if you go to, if you've been to any other hands-on, any type of hair seminar, you leave there and you got all this knowledge and you get home and you're like, oh, my gosh, what happened? And you can't call that person and ask them. So I thought about that when I did the seminars. I said, you know what, I'm going to let them call me and email me and ask me questions because I know how that is. I've been there. You get home and you're like, oh, my gosh, what happened? I forgot this technique. So that's why I do that. But I really think that I think you would do well if you made some pieces for people. I really do.
Okay. I thank you for having that confidence in me. Well, Ms. Breslin, it was a pleasure. I am still excited talking to you, interviewing you, discussing this with you. You have been a great, great inspiration. And to all my listeners out there, I know you've heard something that you can take away and even try to take some of her classes would be awesome. Purchase her tape. I think you're going, I mean, I just can see you. I can see myself in your class. And I want to bring a couple of more people who like wigs to your class. I really do. I have to talk to them.
Excuse me.
To get them to come to your class. That would be so awesome. So, again, I want to say thank you for this time. Oh, shoot, 90 seconds. Taking the time out to discuss this with us. I would love to bring you back again, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sure.
I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Okay. And you have a great evening. And I will get back with you again. This has
Thank
been
you.
Blog Talk Radio, Chocolate Lady 64. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Did I end my show?